What I wish to talk about is the project that has been my privilege to be involved in. This project that has been my utter privilege to help set up, to start this little hospital in the city of Varanasi, the malnutrition unit, and schools, and a health promotion unit, that it has been my privilege to be part of. I do not say that I created it, only that it was created. I have no ego whatsoever when it comes to this project, to what has been done. I have no ego. Because I understand that I was an instrument. I had my role to play. And feel privileged that I had. That I can help in some way my fellow man. That we can write some of the wrongs that actually occur in our world. The wrongs a malnourished child, malnourished. Can you imagine this? A child that does not have enough to eat. A child that feels hunger, real hunger. A child who loses weight, who becomes skin and bone. A child who dies. Dies because he or she had not enough food. Had not enough food. The family could not afford enough food. I will tell you a story that is close to my heart for all the wrong reasons. His name was Sonny. Immediately his name grabbed me, Sonny. Just like someone from home, Sonny. Spelt S-U-N-I. This was some years ago. Sonny I allowed into my heart. Sonny I looked when he was in the bed and I imagined him growing strong. He was showing signs of improvement. And I imagined what it would be like to have Sonny in this world, to grow, to be part of, to play. That this was a tale that he survived, that he beat and conquered. Sonny died because of many things. Sonny died because of lack of education. After 2 weeks, and Sonny becoming a little bit strong, the family wanted to go home. And we begged and we pleaded and we said, this is not the time. Give us 1 or 2 more weeks. But home he went. And despite visiting him every day, his malnutrition and his sickness, for he had TB, got the better of him. Admitted to our hospital again, now critically, critically ill. I sit with him the whole night. Monitoring him, holding his hands, being with his family. He had a chance. And we hoped and we prayed. I allowed myself to go fully in. My heart bled. About 8 o'clock in the morning, I went out for a chai and a cigarette. I was gone but 2 or 3 minutes, and as I entered the hospital, I opened the door. I knew he was no more. I knew it. And I went up to the bed. And everybody crying for Sonny, this lost child. This is hunger. This is hunger in our world.